to help the child that's only 4 years old? Why would you sit back and relax and watch them kids fall off the tracks? How can we sit on the sideline and watch it go down? You need to make someone feel really proud. Rhythm is the key, can't you see? Just don't do it for publicity. I was the boy in the little picture, always asking questions but never getting really good answers. So I screamed out loud and said, please give up the answers. Give up the answers. They need the answers. So people ask me, how was life for me growing up in a dark and pretty city? It was scary, but life was good. See,
welcome to another African Rhythms. My name is David Love Jones. Of course, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio. Check out our website, citr.ca, or our podcasts. And tonight, we're starting with some soul, and we started with Smoke City, and that's a track called Dreams. And from the new Raphael Sadiq, The Answer. We're going to hear a couple tracks from that album tonight. And we're listening to some alternate takes from Flying Lotus. Right here on African Rhythm. Stick around. We'll be right back.
gamble. Well, I've gambled. Oh, but I won't do that no more.
You can't win, you're bound to lose.
Yes, I kept on playing till all my money was.
Some new school kind of beats here on African Rhythms in our last little sets. And we started with Voltsy DL. He's from the US. We heard a track called Moonshine, sampling Marvin Gaye. Mean Street Part 1, sampling Fela Kuti, sounds like. Excellent stuff. Definitely some great new sounds. And then it's Mount Kimby, Crooks and Lovers. And that's on Hot Flush Recordings. I'm David Love Jones. The show is African Rhythms at CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, right here in Vancouver. CITR.ca. Tune into us on the web and podcast. And we're going to go back into some soul right now, and this is a fantastic singer named Brenda Russell.
CITR is your campus and community radio station, rocking out from room 233 in the sub from UBC's Point Grey campus. And this year, for 24 straight hours, starting midnight Monday, March 12th, students will be claiming the airwaves as their own. It's 24 hours of student power, and it's only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Summer, you get an 8 plus and 50 gold stars!
Boom.
Show my love to you. Wanna be perfect, and you know I'll try to make you happy till the day I die. I've got this feeling inside. Look in my eyes, girl, you know I can't hide the truth. Cause you know me better than I know myself. So you know I'm really into you.
Deep down inside you'll find the love needed for me and you.
People,
Yeah.
yeah, and this is the incredible Bongo Band. This is their other mysterious record. Not the breakbeat all-time classic, but this certainly has some all-time classic breaks as well. The return of the incredible Bongo Band, also made in Vancouver, Canada. And in our last set, well, we started with Turner Brothers, Raphael Sadiq. We heard another track, one he made with Larry Graham from Slam Family Stone. Then we heard some gospel funk, Florida Spiritualaires. I Don't Need Nobody. That's some killer stuff. And then you might have recognized some Funkadelic in there. Well, that's an offshoot group of Funkadelic. You'd Like It Too, that's the name of the track, and that's from 1981. From Seattle is Patronelle Staten, Little Love Affair, super rare on the Northern Soul scene from what I've heard. And that was put together by Mr. Supreme, so big up to him, on 2004 on Light in the Attic Records. And David Love Jones, you're listening to African Rhythms on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, right here in Vancouver. And we're going to be right back with Martha Reeves' version of Hello Stranger. And David Love Jones, it's African Rhythms, and we're through right till 9 p.m. tonight. 604-822-CITR, that's our phone number. CITR.ca, you can tune in right there.
Bookstore is having a student appreciation sale March 14th. Their way of saying thanks for all your support this past academic year. There will be snacks, DJs, and karaoke. Oh yeah, and discounts too. 25% off giftware, clothing, and stationery, 10% off computer accessories, and 20% off all general books. Visit the main store from 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. or the solder store from 10 to 5. UBC Bookstore, where your purchases support your UBC campus.
Thank you.
I'm David Love Jones, and yes, indeed, you've been listening to African Rhythms. And in a lot set, we rocked it hard on more obscure versions of Motown tracks. Martha Reeves, going back to the mid-60s, actually 64. And that's an album called Heatwave and a track called Hello Stranger. Fantastic stuff. Lucky enough to get that on UK Motown. So fantastic pressings they were making back then. As is the Supremes, their version of I'll Turn to Stone from Supremes Sing Motown. That's from 1966. And the Four Tops, second album. So back in from 65, their version of Helpless, favorite Northern Soul track, but different version. So I'm David Love Jones. I hope you enjoyed another African Rhythms. We're going out with Moon Jocks and Mongolian Jet Set. This is a Todd Turge edit. Check out my website, AfricanRhythmsRadio.com. Usually what's happening with my gigs. All right, well, until next time, peace and love. And as a bonus for the show, here in March 2012, we're going to drop a couple of the Henry Miller mixes. One of them is a mix with the Jazz Liberators, and it's a track called Seven Steps to Heaven. So as a bonus for the next 20 minutes, we've got some re-edits and remixes.
Yeah, ain't no stopping us, ain't no topping us.
I must add that to listen to Varda talk color is as great a thrill as to look at his collage. He begins where the textbooks leave off, and he never finishes. He merely interrupts himself to talk about something else. Thinking of Varda's talk, of the magic he puts into his words, I am reminded of something I have repeatedly made mention of. That I enjoy talking to painters more than to writers. Why? For one reason or another, painters give me the impression of being less used up by their daily task than writers or musicians. Also, they use words in a more plastic way. As if conscious of their very substantial origins. When they write, and I think at the moment of men like Rouault and Vlaminck, they reveal a poetic touch which writers often lack. Perhaps this is due to living continuously with flesh, textures, objects, and not merely with ideas, abstractions, complexes. Often they are mimes or storytellers, and nearly always good cooks. The writer, on the other hand, is so often pale, awkward, incompetent in everything except the business of putting words together. For one writer like Blaise Sandra, who sucked the marrow of life, there are a thousand who never left their bird cages, who write about life without ever living it. There are painters, too, of course, whose world is circumscribed, who never leave their native village, but they are the exception rather than the rule. Even Utrillo, who was definitely not a worldly man nor a traveled man, might be said to have led an adventurous life. When, in the closing years of his life, he sequestered himself in the suburban town of La Vésiné, there to live with his birds and to pray each day in the chapel installed in the garden,
follow himself. The only thing one can do is follow himself. The only thing one can do is follow himself. Dig in, discover what he is, who he is, and reveal himself. We're all interested in everyone because he's unique. Everyone. The humblest. The humblest. The humblest. The humblest.
Wedded to his art, he lived it. Day by day. Live for nothing else.
But in the way of life, the daily pattern of life, how they eat, how they regard a woman, how they philosophize. There was only one, one reader. He really reads me and appreciates. That's enough almost, don't you know? Is there anyone like Jesus who followed in his footsteps? St. Francis is probably the nearest one, huh? St. Francis. Three or four. No Buddhas, are there? No.
Unfortunately.
No Socrates.
Yes. These men struggled, didn't they, to make the world aware of their thoughts and their ideas and their principles and so on. What is the end result? The opposite, it seems to me. Really, I wouldn't set up to say what the creative minds have in mind, you see.
Of a sky, the treeness of a tree, the housiness of a house. It serves. It does more. It evokes, elicits, excites.
Yes. Yes, as the teacher rightly said, it was hopeless to expect anything of me. I was an aesthetic leper, so to speak. I say that this experience, with its accompanying sense of failure or inadequacy, probably served me in good stead. Sometimes the wrong thing turns out to be the right thing. Sometimes a setback is as good or better than a push. We seldom realize how much the negative serves to induce the positive, the bad, the good. Where the
whether expressive of fear, horror, or anguish, the effect on the spectator is one of joy. Never fails to make appeal to claim us.
Ready to go back?
After different world.
Because it is always honest and sincere. Always imbued with that magic certitude born of the direct, spontaneous approach. Magic planes, shadows, perspective, and such nonsense. We seldom realize how much the negative serves to induce the positive, the bad, the good.
I'm David Love Jones, and yeah, we're going to be going out with my re-edit of the Funk Masters' Love Money. And of course, we were listening to some Henry Miller mixes right there. We heard Greg Adams, Henry Miller, Thoughts and Ideas. Of course, the Jazz Liberators, Seven Steps to Heaven. So I'm David Love Jones, and as I was saying, until next time, until next Friday, I believe, between 7:30 and 9, coming up next, The Basement with Rhett. Stick around. Stop.